Welcome to Dish Nation!
There's more drama in the world of Amy Robach and TJ Holmes. Honey, you ain't gonna believe this.
And Shirley Ralph might be making a change in her personal life, but is it long overdue?
Plus, is Arvin Fletcher, honey, too relaxed as a parent? We'll get into that. But what you got first, Tamar?
Oh, good friend. Well, it looks like Cardi B and Offset are once again having trouble in paradise. Oh. Dun, 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 or whatever they live. Okay, so earlier this year, Offset seemed to suggest that Cardi might have cheated on him, but I guess they got past it because we ain't heard nothing about it, right? Mm. So now the internet detectives has discovered that they unfollowed each other on Instagram, but that's not all, y'all. Her IG story said, Cardi was like, you know, when you just outgrow relationships, I'm tired of protecting people's feelings. I gotta put myself first.
Right. Interesting. Because, you know, when they was having issues before, it seemed like a lot of that was rolled up and set up for, you know, Offset single, which featured Cardi B. Mm. So it sort of seemed like all that was like a ruse and a ploy to get people talking. But y'all think this one's real?
Yo, when people do the unfollow thing, that to me, in my heart, I go, this is real.
I just wish it wasn't based off of people unfollowing each other.
I know.
Can they just talk and like, who cares about what? That's so crazy.
And I don't believe people even follow that. Yeah, exactly. I never look at who unfollowing who. That's crazy.
That's so stupid.
No.
I don't look.
Yeah.
Especially when people follow a lot of people, that's a lot of sifting and thumbs up to do. Yeah. Like, you know, like scrolling up.
You know, if you do it from your phone, you can just type in the account and it'll come right
to the
top.
You got to show me how to do all that. What I do if I'm watching somebody's stuff, I see if the picture of the guy is still on there. Or the picture of the girl is still on there and see if they still with that person.
Then they scrub the timeline.
If they ain't messing with them no more, they're going to erase all the pictures. They don't want them on their
feed. If they don't follow each other no more, it's a wrap.
I wish them the best.
Me too.
I want them to work out. Like, they've been together for a long time and they have children, so hopefully this works.
Somebody under 40 got to stay together.
Yeah.
Somebody.
I would also appreciate single season Cardi B. Like, don't you know that would be kind of exciting?
Tanner, don't shoot the shot so soon.
No, I'm not shooting my shot. I'm just saying I would appreciate the content. I'm not so bold.
Tanner want that WAP in the wild.
Can you imagine?
No.
Slip, slide, and new year.
All right.
Well, things might be rocky between Cardi and Offset, but one couple who seems to be going strong is Amy Robach and TJ Holmes. Their podcast, which is creatively titled Amy and TJ. Could you guys have put any more thought into that, please? It just premiered this week, but the real tea is out here in the streets. Reportedly, Amy's ex, Andrew Hsu, from the show Melrose Place, famous from that, and TJ's ex, Marilee Feibig, are now romantically involved.
Okay.
Oh, it seems they've been dating for six months, and they bonded over the trauma of their spouses cheating on them with each other. Wow.
Well, you know, the same thing happened to Shania Twain and Mutt Lange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When he cheated and he got with her best friend, she went and married her ex-best friend's husband.
I'm for it.
Me too.
I'm for it, Danny. Are you acting up? Okay. Leroy, come here.
But which one you think did it because they wanted to, and which one did it out of spite? You know what I mean?
And does it matter?
It doesn't matter. Then what do you do if you're the one doing it out of spite? You just fall in love with them?
Yeah, you're just going to fall in love, honey.
No, that's a horrible way to be like, oh, I started loving you because I was being spiteful.
I jump up there, I take that rebound, I shoulder out, and then I pass the ball again.
Are people happy to see them?
I think it's too soon. They need to lay low for a little longer. Who's gonna watch their podcast? Not us. Nosy people didn't want to see what it's like because of the things that they've been through. But I still think they're in love. No, let me tell you something. Amy probably vexing them, honey. You know, honey, he's a black man. He's used to cheating. So, baby, he ain't gonna stay home with her.
She cheated too.
Mark the date. This is the day that Gary called it.
Child,
and we'll come back when it happens.
Where are you going, TJ? I want you here to help me.
Yeah, but
to the moon.
Anyway, well, it looks like influencer and entrepreneur Ari Fletcher is getting dragged on X after she revealed online that she allows her 5-year-old son to curse while playing video games. Mm. Now she wrote, I let your son say some cuss words when he's playing a game. I feel like it's a way to express yourself. He doesn't curse to or at me, but y'all just heard him say his fat about to get me. I'm crying, laughing so hard.
Oh, I think that's where rat behavior stops.
Wait, on the video game, that's not in person to someone's face.
He can cuss?
Yo, these kids is advanced. If you really want to know who your kids are, act like you left the room and just listen to how they talk to their friends or how they talk to people online.
Yeah, but you do that around your friends.
Yeah. Not around me.
Don't do that around me.
No, honey, no.
I heard my nephew like playing video games. I thought there was another person in the house.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, yo, you used all them curses? Like, bro.
I heard my godson playing one day. I was like, really? Yeah. And then he pulled out a little vape pen. He was like,
oh, no.
Wow.
He's like 12. I'm like, really?
Oh, what was in the pen?
He thought I left the house. Just, I guess, the flavored or whatever.
Oh, it was nicotine.
Yeah, but I was like, wow, I'm still here.
Yeah, that's like, a lot.
That's a lot.
Did you have a curse in front of your parents?
Hell no, baby.
Hell no.
Not as a kid, even as an adult, there's been a couple times where I've let a few slip and my dad's like, give me the look. And I'm I couldn't say shoot.
Yeah. It was too close to
You couldn't say lie.
You couldn't say shoot. You couldn't say lie. You had to say telling a story.
Yeah, telling a story.
But you couldn't say lie?
No.
You say lie.
You can't.
Not in the black household.
No, really? You can't be like, you lied or you a lie. Uh-uh.
It's you telling a story.
Yeah, you can't accuse your parents of lying.
No, not just accusing them of lying. You couldn't say lie, period.
Period.
Well, y'all, moving on. It looks like Cheryl Lee Ralph and her husband of 18 years are moving in a new direction.
Oh, no, 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 not another couple breaking up.
No, 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 Gary, not quite.
Oh.
Reportedly, Gary, she has finally decided to live full-time under the same roof as her husband. Oh, man, Senator Vincent Hughes.
Yeah.
She's with a senator? I didn't know that.
I don't know that either. Right? That's
come
a fun
on,
fact.
Senator Vincent Hughes. Why would they? Anyway.
At first, I thought that was his first name.
Senator. He's attractive.
Yeah. Now, Vincent lives in Pennsylvania because of his work with the state Senate, while Cheryl is in L.A. currently working on Abbott Elementary. And in an interview earlier this year, Cheryl briefly commented on her bi-coastal marriage, and she said, "We don't live together. I see him every 2 weeks, and when I see him, I'm so happy to see him. And then when I'm leaving, I'm so happy to leave because I know I'll be back again."
All right.
Seems like long-distance marriage worked well for them until it didn't. Now, Cheryl is reportedly headed to Pennsylvania.
I know that's right.
Yeah. I know that's right.
You know, like I know. Okay?
I really thought Abbott Elementary was filmed in Pennsylvania. I really thought, like, the establishing shots, the believability, the slang. Yeah. I thought they was, man, listen. It's like Seinfeld all over again when I found out that was done in L.A. as well.
I don't know how you live apart, though, from your...
I could never.
No, me neither.
Yeah, like, 2 weeks at a time. You miss so much.
Yeah.
But it seems like both of those gigs, you got to be so self-absorbed and heads down into what you're doing that probably being around that all the time might not necessarily have been the best thing for the relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's just too far away. What you doing when you're uh-uh?
Did you do that, Gary?
Hey, girl, you crazy? With my insecurities? No, bitch. We can't live apart. Yeah. No,
Gary be like, we in the Senate.
Yeah, you got a real strong mind for that.
We going to the White House together.
I don't know if I want my mind to be that strong.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Up next, Kim Kardashian is going to put her legal experience to work, but not how you would expect. We'll dish on that after the break. It's someone around the corner.
That's a cute jacket.
Always, that's a good look. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. And we're back.
Hey!
All right, y'all. The Kardashians sure do know how to keep those checks coming in, right? Yeah. So Kim has just been cast in a new Hulu series playing a hotshot Hollywood divorce attorney similar to Laura Wasser. Laura actually represented Kim in her divorce from Kanye along with some other A-listers like Britney Spears, Kevin Costner, Ariana Grande, just to name a few. So it's supposed to be a sexy adult series with this hotshot lawyer working in Los Angeles running an all-female law firm, and that sounds pretty impressive.
Well, really?
Yeah, I hope she do a good job.
Yeah.
Like acting. I want it to be good. I want to really understand Laura's story.
Right.
But if the acting ain't good, I'm not going to keep watching.
Yeah. Tamar, have you ever played like a lawyer or a doctor or anything?
No, but I want to play a lawyer so bad.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Like Law and Order.
Oh, okay. Yes.
But not this show?
I would do that, but I don't look like that lady. But
boy, she said she had an all-girl lineup of like, you know, of lawyers. So like, sure, you can
y'all got some diversity.
It's like you've been studying to be a lawyer for a while now.
You're studying under a lawyer, at least.
You couldn't wait to throw that jab in, huh, Pinky?
That was real.
All you pink people stick together, don't you?
All right, people, y'all better stop clowning Philadelphia Eagle Jalen Carter for shedding big baby boo-hoo tears after losing the game, y'all. Oh, Lord, unfortunately, the Eagles did lose against the San Francisco 49ers this past weekend, and Jalen didn't take the loss too well.
Oh.
So the Eagles coach had a little side combo with Jalen after he got a personal foul penalty for tussling with 49ers offensive tackle Matt Pryor. And after Coach Nick said what he said, Jalen broke down in tears.
Oh.
Well, y'all know people had a ball, pun intended, on this one. But Jalen couldn't let the fans slide without some slick comments that he pushed through. With a quick social media post and delete, he wrote, "I'd rather cry for losing the game than cry that I'm still broke."
Oh, wow. Oh,
y'all get y'all life together.
Got him.
He need to get him together.
Pop. Who he was reading? The regular people?
Whoever was saying stuff about him.
Yeah. But he a big wussy, honey. A big old man crying like that. Why you crying?
Because he was upset.
Yeah, because they lost the game because of him.
Professional athletes get there because they have so much passion.
You're a big old ass band with pads on, and you crying here. How you making the little children look?
I mean, when Michael Jordan, like, you know, made the crying Jordan meme, like, you know, he was just passionate about what he was talking about. So, like, people complain all the time that men don't emote enough, and then when we emote, it's like, yo, punk.
He got emotional after he slapped the piss out of somebody. Come on now.
Nah, don't emote after you piss somebody.
After he got fussed at and realized what a dumb thing it was to do.
Yeah. Well,
I cry when I see my Amex bill.
Bitch, please.
Bitch, we all do that.
And then I cry again when they take the money out of my account in the middle of the night while I'm sleeping.
That's when you had plans to do something else with the money.
Oh, they take all their money, too.
You won't be needing this.
Right. Oh, you wanted that burst? No Birkin for you.
No Birkin for me.
I said, that's white people. When your ass sleeping, they take it out your account.
They absolutely do. All of it.
And they don't care how little bit they leave, either. They be like, okay. Oh, you got $20 left? Good for you. Go buy a Happy Meal.
Well, anyway, so Tamar, honey. So for part two, honey, of the Love and Water is starting just this weekend in Orlando. And you also, honey, just added a show, honey, December 28th in Las Vegas. So come on, baby, let's show, girl, honey. Now I might have to hop on the bird, baby, out there. So what you think?
You got to come on out because I'm just elated and grateful that this whole idea turned into this amazing tour, you know, and I'm just so grateful for everyone who's bought a ticket. We do start part two in Orlando. The tickets are almost sold out for part two, and I'm just, like, so grateful. I never would have imagined any of this. And, yeah, you got to go to my website or go to all of my socials and get your tickets because we're not coming back.
You say that now. You gonna mess around and have a residency in Las Vegas when this is all said and done.
You just added a Vegas show.
I did. No more
special guests coming on stage.
Wait.
Don't hand the mic to nobody. Don't let nobody take the mic. Nobody else can come on stage with you. Just do your show.
Well, I do have some openers.
Okay, that's fine, but not while you perform it unless it's Tony. Okay,
sister.
All right. And we extra security this round, too.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, I don't know where the hell the security people was at.
Yeah, I'm still looking for that, too, myself. But coming up, this girl needs some new friends. We'll get into it with a new Didn't See Dish coming after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, everybody, it's time for
Didn't See Dish coming.
Well, honey, there's a viral video, y'all, of a woman who invited 13 friends to her birthday dinner, and baby, not even half of them, honey, showed up. Ooh. Check this out.
The dinner was at 6, y'all. It's now, what time it is?
7.
It's now 7:18. Don't nobody better invite me to their birthday stuff, to their baby shower, to their bitch. I'm not coming. I'm talking about my closest friends, y'all.
Hey, I think she just found out who her real friends are.
I think she did too, friend.
Probably told them they had to pay for what they said.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She probably told them,
exactly.
Honey.
Exactly.
They could have told her they wasn't coming, though. They ain't had to do her dirty like that.
Do you think that many of them just didn't say anything?
It's something else to the story,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's what I
They
feel.
Just didn't show up like that. She probably told them at the last minute, well, this ain't on me. Y'all got to pay for y'all own food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or something. Like, but how you giving something and making other people pay for it?
Thank you.
That is tough. And 6 o'clock is early.
It was.
6 o'clock is early. That's definitely Grandma and Papa dinner time.
That's supper.
Yeah, huh. Right, that's supper.
Yeah.
But you still show up for your homegirl now. You know what I'm saying?
She must not be their homegirl.
What if it was like Lauryn Hill and like 10 other people?
Like they still on the way?
Yeah.
Well, right, they showed up later, right?
All right, it's time for
Pick Your Steel.
Bros.
All right, are y'all tired of stirring your drink with a spoon? Who isn't? Well, say goodbye to clumps and hello to effortless mixing with this self-stirring mug. You'll have a perfectly blended beverage at the touch of a button. How convenient is that?
Well, what did you do, Brad?
I'm stirring.
Oh, you just hit this button here, and it goes stir, stir, stir.
Yes.
You guys, this mug is so convenient. It makes sure you can enjoy your favorite drinks hassle-free wherever you are, home, the office, school, the gym, or right here at Dish Nation.
Mm. And it comes with a USB charger, and it's really easy to operate. This could be the perfect holiday gift for a coworker or family member.
And it comes in the colors beige and white, so hey, Craig, tell us the price.
Well, usually these cups go for as high as $34.99, but
you know we got you for the low, low price of
$16.95. Oh,
$16.95.
That is a steal. Okay, this next one makes me nostalgic for the good old days. Y'all remember way back in the day? Well, now you can relive them with this handheld retro gaming console. It's packed with 400 classic games. 400 games right in here. Talking about sports, puzzles, arcade, action, racing, and adventure games, you're guaranteed hours of joyful entertainment.
Yo, it features a 3-inch color screen. It's easy to carry. The USB charger is included. And that's not all. You can also enjoy playing it on your TV.
Okay, my little Logan is going to love this. And guys, it comes in these cute colors, black, yellow, white, red, and blue. So Gary, how many coins do I need to cough up for this?
Girl. Well, usually, honey, it goes for as high as $41.99.
Wow.
But, Tamar, you can get it, honey, for a little longer today for just
$19.95. Nice. All right, you guys know what to do.
Just scan this code right here to go to pickyoursteals.com. You got it? The code right here. But hurry up before they run out. They're the perfect gifts for the holidays or for yourself. Stay tuned, y'all, because we got more Dish Nation after the break.
Oh, this is going to go good in my house.
I'm playing this right now.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Is Nia Long causing beef in these basketball streets?
Uh-oh.
We'll find out, right? So during a recent game, Nia's ex-Houston Rockets coach, Ime Udoka, and Laker LeBron James got into it.
No.
Yo, listen, Ime got ejected from the game, and both men received technical fouls. Now, fans jokingly said that maybe LeBron said, how you fumble Nia Long? And that's why Jeezy is gonna take her to Ime. Well, after the game, LeBron revealed what he said. Check it out.
What are you and Ime talking about?
Thanksgiving. How much we enjoyed Thanksgiving.
Looks very friendly.
Yeah.
Ain't no chance. Ain't, they weren't talking about turkey
all.
Or ham.
Nah.
He may have been. LeBron is not the type to lie.
What?
Oh, Gary.
First of all, it was the look on the ref's face when somebody said something crazy.
I love that response, though. I love that. That's
yeah, like
the
he
perfect...
gonna tell y'all. Okay.
We just gotta file that next to the Solange and Jay-Z elevator fight right. And, you know, who really killed Pac and Biggie under things we just don't know.
Yeah. So y'all think Jeezy is really trying to get with Nia?
Really?
Why not? He's single. She's single.
She'll be a fool to get with him.
I think him and Nia Long will be cute together because she's a grown, seasoned woman.
Yeah, but do he like black women, though? That's a question.
Yes, he does.
And Jeezy's Mr. I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
I have nothing to say.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.